Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. It's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. I think eventually everything's gonna be okay, but I have no idea what's gonna happen next. And neither do any of you, and neither do your parents, because there's a horse loose in the hospital.
If you'd like to go see John Mulaney and the Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th, you should be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670, and then you can go check it out. We are at the United Center. Nate Bargatze is going to be here the next couple of nights.
Dude, I was so excited when I realized that and tried to get tickets but could not get the tickets.
Because, you might have a hookup.
Well, no, but I got stuff to do on Thursday and Friday. I thought it was here Saturday. Thursday, by the way, Lawrence, I'm going to the Digs with Dignity charity gala.
With Dignity.
Yeah, man, I love that place. And their charity gala is taking place on Thursday night, and me and Christine are going to that. Really, really excited to be part of that.
Did you also double book a tributo show so that you would have to be in two places at once again?
Not that time.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the... for the concern, and I appreciate it. But this time I'm good. This time I'm good. So the Digs with Dignity gala, go to digswithdignity.org if you want to see some unbelievably cool charity work that's going on.
No doubt about it. Joe Flacco's story has been a really interesting one. And I don't know. I saw, I think it was a 60 Minutes interview with him. His kids don't respect his career at all. They call him like a loser and a back, because they don't remember Joe Flacco winning the Super Bowl. They don't remember. They're not old enough to remember that.
It's 12 years ago.
So now, like when he talks about his career, they're just like, okay, old man.
Yeah, man.
Like whatever. Like I'm sure you deal with it with Ruben, where you're a cool dude, but you're not cool to your kid.
Right. Well, and Joe, the dynamic with Joe in Cleveland with two puppies, in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, as he's like the old ass dog who was holding on. That was entertaining for people in Cleveland, but now he's in Cincinnati and. I guess he got philosophical.
He did.
Today?
So let's hear it.
The good thing, I guess you could say, is that I was in Cleveland by myself. You know, my family was in New Jersey. We decided to do that this year because last year we decided to do it the other way. And this year we just said, hey, let's keep the kids in their routine and, you know, see how that goes. And there's been challenges with that. You know, I love being there and around them and doing all those things. But at the same time, like they get in their routine and they're having a lot of fun back at home. And early on in the season, they came out to Cleveland and they're going to come out to this week's game. And I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. After there's not too many situations, I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves, or you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal, and I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
Are Cincinnatians starting to see you at restaurants and take pictures and say hello?
I guess so, maybe a little bit. I try to get there early. You know, I'll go eat the 4:30 dinner and beat everybody out of work and out of the house.
Oh my God. He's going to the early dinner. He's having the early bird special.
You're damn right.
That is amazing. That is I would never ever have bet on Joe Flacco evolving into football philosopher.
He's a philosopher.
A life philosopher. But he's right.
He's 100% right.
I crave and enjoy moments alone. Are you kidding me? Maybe I'll meditate. Maybe I'll just listen to music. Maybe I'll just like sit in the quiet for a while. It's amazing.
I do think that you have to... You got to break the seal on some of that stuff because there is a stigma attached to going to do stuff by yourself. But he's right, though. Like, once you break the seal on, you know, there's a movie that I want to see, but my partner doesn't.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go see that movie. Or I'm going to go, I'm just going to go sit and enjoy and watch dinner and or watch dinner and eat dinner and watch a game while I'm
I'll just watch
dinner.
Other people eating dinner.
Sure, you can do that. I want him to write a book when this is all said and done, because from the press conferences I've heard, the way that he thinks about all of this is fascinating. And I think there is a story here to be told.
That's too much pressure to write a book, man. I don't know. Like, I for me, like, I've thought about that. I wanted to write a book on play-by-play when I was doing the podcast.
And hell, but, I mean, you can still do it.
I can still do it.
And
I can still
considering all the people that you get on the PvP.
I know, but I could also just sit quietly alone.
You could.
just enjoy the solitude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just listen to beautiful music and hang out.
Yeah, I'm probably like that to a fault. Like, I don't really mind being alone at all.
You travel alone. I admire that. You can just get up and go and make a plan and go do it.
But the traveling alone thing is more a function over anything. It's so much easier. It's so much easier when you don't have to worry about anyone else's wants or needs.
Oh, I bet.
And you can just follow your own and you can be like, you know, I'm going to go do this now.
Danny, you feel me on this one? Go ahead. Tell us.
I mean, listen, you know, married guy with one kid here. Uh-huh. And I literally just did this a couple weekends ago when my wife and daughter were out of town. And let me tell you, like, there's different tiers to this. Like, I spent my Saturday first day with them out of the house. I went to go see the new Daniel Day-Lewis movie by myself. Movies by yourself. An elite experience. And then you pair that with a lunch by yourself. And here's why I love lunch by yourself is because when they know you're there by yourself, like the wait staff generally won't bother you as much. Like they'll just give you a nod like, hey, you good from like halfway across the room? And I'm like, yep, all good over here. Don't need to pester me. You know, so they know their audience in that regard. Don't bother the alone guy. That's why he's there. But then that same night, after all that, I went to a Hawks game by myself. I got to tell you, that's not as much fun. Like the sports communal thing, you can still enjoy it, but it's not quite the same as if you're going with one of your buddies, you know?
Yeah, well, of course. But then it's an opportunity to, like, have some conversations. High-fiving strangers at a sporting event is a top five human experience.
Hey, man, as a beat reporter, I've gone to a lot of sports alone. And then you kind of learn, like, oh, you know what? I can kind of leave when I want to, too. Mm-hmm. Since I'm here, I can beat the traffic. I was talking with our buddy Patrick, and he was saying, you know, if the Bears do ever finish start a stadium in Arlington Heights, that it'll be so much easier for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how close are you? He's like, yeah, I'm 30 minutes from Arlington Heights. And he was saying how he comes down, because I think he's got season tickets for Bears. And he was saying how if he doesn't leave at like the 5-minute mark of a game, getting everyone wrangled and into the car, it's 90 minutes for him to get home. And I'm like, yeah, that's not great.
No.
That's not great at all. But walking out of games when you don't have to be there is there's a joy in it. There is obviously there's drawbacks to solitude, and it is a mental health issue for a lot of men, particularly right now.
Well, like, but that's like what he's saying is embrace it. Like if you got to do it, go ahead and embrace it.
Right. But some men it's hard. Like,
sure.
And the reasons why you might be in solitude makes things more difficult. But there can be a lot of joy in I am going to just do me.
Yeah. Tanny's making me want to go to the movies alone.
Wait a minute. You've done that though, right?
Of course, but okay. It's been a long time.
Oh yeah,
it's been a long time.
You got it. Like I do it at least like once every couple months, maybe. It's great during baseball season when you can go to the classic cinemas that still have the 10 a.m. showings up there during a Cubs day game. Yeah, it's elite.
You're making me think of the moment when Harry met Sally, where he's like, I don't know, I just want to be alone. Yeah, me too. Mind if I come with you? Sure, go ahead.
There also is something.
I'll go to a movie alone with you, Tanny.
Yes, there is something to the idea of being
alone together
with someone.
Absolutely,
which I think is sometimes a hard concept for people to grasp. But I'm just going to be in my own space, and you're going to be in your own space. But we're going to be on the couch together. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good thing. But, yeah, man, I go to a White Sox game, and I'd be like, ah, look at that. It's the fifth inning. It's time to go. Would you look at that?
Surprise,
I got my dog. I walked around the concourse.
Uh-huh. When you leave so early that the ushers down there by the gates
are like, where are you
hey,
going?
Like, hey, you can't come back in. Like, don't worry about it. They're losing 10-0 here in the fifth. I'm good.
Tanny, I did that in Kansas City. When I went to go see the White Sox play in Kansas City, like things kind of got out of hand pretty early. I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk this ballpark, get a tour of it, try a couple of things while I'm here. And I was like, oh, it's the sixth inning. I can still go have a nice dinner in downtown Kansas City if I leave right now. And that's exactly I did.
Easy out, right to the car.
Let me paint a picture for the listeners right now. We're sitting on the concourse outside Section 102 at United Center. A bunch of people are coming by now. They're checking out. They're like, hey, I think I know those guys. I listen to those guys sometimes. What the hell are they doing here? That's weird. Well, we're here because it's the Bulls opening night, and we are at the score. We carry the Bulls games. We're supposed to be talking to Horace Grant right now. A couple texters have wondered. Horace got stuck in traffic, and we'll have to do a makeup with Horace down the road. A little bummed about that, but life goes on. What's awesome is that Balloon Guy, is right over there.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I asked him, dude, but
he doesn't have time.
He's got a lineup.
What's Balloon Guy's name again? Do we know?
Yeah.
He has his card somewhere.
I got his card here. It's Dave Fleming. Juggle Dave.
Dave Fleming?
Yeah.
Like the announcer for the Reds?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Sox?
That's Will Fleming.
Will Fleming.
Yeah, but Dave Fleming does the Giants.
The Giants.
Yeah, not him. I don't think. Huh. Interesting.
You mentioned you guys had mutual friends.
We do have mutual friends. That's a good point.
This, I love this from Matt on Twitch.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys just get Harvey Grant?
If the Bulls were smart, they would have sent Harvey in goggles, and we wouldn't have known the
we
difference.
We wouldn't have known.
Because
sure
they're identical.
Horace shared enough stories from the glory days that Harvey.
Harvey could do it.
Could tell him.
Yeah, man.
If he starts talking about Clemson,
yeah.
Then we know it was Harvey.
Can
if he talks about his time with the Bulls, we know it's Horace.
Can I tell you something? The Sklars, you know the Sklar twins? The comedy and sports guys, the Sklar
twins. Are
they
coming on the show?
Yeah, they're going to come on the show soon. But I got connected with them via text by our friend Daniel Van Kirk, the stand-up comic. And he put all four of us on a text together. And I wanted to save those guys as contacts, but I realized I didn't know which number was which Sklar. So
did you have to ask?
No, I didn't want to ask. So I just
group text them.
I put them in as Sklar 1 and Sklar 2 in my contacts. And then I did ask Daniel, and he told me which one was which. But I don't want to know, really. It's more entertaining not to know.
Sklar 2, you know? One of the movies I saw by myself. Really, really intense thriller.
Good sequel, huh? Surprisingly.
It's better than the first. It's like Godfather in that regard.
Sklar 2, The Rise of Hordak.
Can I share some love for a couple of guys who have been on this show this week?
Yes, please.
In the last week?
Yes.
Olin Krutz and Charles Tillman have each moved to the round of 52. There's only 52 nominees left for the Hall of Fame, and they made it to the next round. So congratulations to Olin Krutz and Charles Tillman.
Wow.
Greg Olson is also on that list. He is not on the show. But I loved Greg when he was here. I loved covering him. And Reuben Brown also is now in the next group of finalists that they have for the Hall of Fame.
So 52 is the total. Eventually they'll get down to a group of 25. And debate those guys to come up with a class. I hope that Olin and Peanut get to that 25.
Yeah, I'm sad that Lance is not on the list because I do feel like his career gets overshadowed because of who he played next to and because they didn't win the Super Bowl. Had they won the Super Bowl, I think his candidacy would be a lot more. People would talk about it more than what they are. I love 55, and I think he's a great player. I'm sad that he didn't continue to move on in this. But for our guys Olin and Charles, to me, it's a really easy argument for Charles. And I think that it's gotten easier as we've gotten farther away from his career.
Yeah.
You hear his name every week.
He changed the game.
Multiple times.
Like Dick Fosbury, he changed the game.
Yes, yes. I'm happy for Olin, too, because I'm glad. And the thing with Olin is, if you get recognized as an All-Pro and you get recognized as being on the team of the 2000s as one of the best centers, then, of course, you need to be discussed as a Hall of Famer. And I'm glad that he is getting the love and attention that his career deserved.
Texters are sad to have missed Horace Grant, but they understand. This one suspects that Horace might be on with an Orlando radio station right now.
Oh, that's messed up.
That is messed up.
That's messed up.
Sir or ma'am, that is messed up. Hey, Lawrence, Caleb Williams met a comedy legend and discussed it today.
Let's hear that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.